townhall.com.
Good morning, I-295 north at I-10. There's been a crash. Cars involved are in the left inside emergency lane right down the interstate at 295 south at 10. Another accident there. 295 south at Beach Boulevard, a crash on the east beltway, and 95 south at Bay Meadows Road. There is another wreck. There's about a 1 in 3 chance of isolated thunderstorms today. Our high, 96. The heat index or feels like temperature today, topping 105. This evening, partly cloudy, a low of 78. Right now, 79 at WBOB. And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. With the beginning of the school year, Florida schools are now required to teach mental and emotional health education to middle and high school students. The U.S. will delay some tariffs on China until December. And the $5 billion President Trump will spend on the border wall, Democrats say, instead should be spent on gun violence prevention programs.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Hey, good morning, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Talk Radio, WBOB. I have to give a shout out. Many of you are surprised. Folio Weekly. Was it Folio? What is it? Folio.com?
Folio, the website. Yeah.
Yeah, folioweekly.com.
Okay.
We've had them come on this radio show. I did an interview with them a few months back. And Shelton, who did the article, let me just check this one here real quick. They did a, I got to tell you something, they did a real good article on here by Shelton Hull. They were in the studios with us a couple months back, did a real good article. People thought these guys, hey, listen, they could have beaten me up. I was prepared. But, I mean, you got to go read the article. They did a real good, it's a real good read. Trust me, I've read it about five times. So, anyway, so I got to hang it up in the bathroom. But, you know, because there's no more room in my other walls out there. But, anyway, so I sent it to Roger and the rest of the staff. It's a real good article on this show. And it's a good article on the station. And it's a good article on Florida Daily and all this. It's a real good read. I wouldn't say it because, I mean, even if they threw me under the bus, I'd still tell you to go read it. But Shelton Hull did a real bang-up job. FolioWeekly.com. You saw the article. I thought it was pretty good.
I didn't have a chance to read it thoroughly. I scanned over it looking for my name. Wasn't listed. But, you know, it's all good.
No, your name was already here. But no, but the point, well, they got a couple things wrong. They got my age wrong because I'm in my 20s. Now.
Right.
I'm only like 20, number one. Okay.
Right.
Anyway. And number two, it was about, there was a topic about marijuana. And all I said was, I said, I supported the will of the voters. I didn't support medical marijuana amendment number two. He thought I was in the business of supporting it. I said, I support the will of voters.
Yeah.
So that was fine. But hey, he did a good job on
yes.
the article. So just go read it. Go to FolioWeekly.com. Again, that's FolioWeekly.com. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, all the way with you to 9 a.m. This is Talk Radio, WBOB. Let's get on with a lot of the news out there as we continue to do this show every day. And we're so thankful for this show. Roger, President Trump, as you know, the Supreme Court came out last month and said, hey, you got the $5 billion. You can spend it on the wall. Democrats are saying, no. With all in the wake of all the gun violence that's taken place, Mr. President, maybe you should spend that $5 billion on gun violence prevention programs.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says President Trump should take the $5 billion he wants for a border wall and spend it on initiatives to address gun violence and what Schumer calls violent white supremacist extremism. House Democrats, meantime, are calling on Republicans in the Senate to approve a bill concerning background checks for gun purchases.
And so where will that story go? So they want to do it instead of building a border wall. They think it should be spent on gun violence prevention programs. We hear from the left that really the president is not spending the money on border restructuring or when it comes to restructuring of the wall or new border. But according to the Customs and Border Patrol agents, as reported by Fox News' William Longines, guess what? Border barriers, the border wall, is being constructed.
57 miles of new border barrier, 14 miles completed just last week, stretching from the Pacific Ocean east, according to CBP, and there is more to come. Acting Commissioner Mark Morgan credits the program that forces migrants to wait in Mexico while the courts process their asylum claim. But because of shelter overcrowding, Mexico is busing some migrants far from the border.
According to Longines, not only is the border wall being built, but Mexico is cracking down on illegal immigrants.
Others self-deport, discouraged, and out of money. Since President Trump's tariff threat, Mexico is deporting record numbers of migrants, 100,000 this year. So apprehensions are down 43%, but just like those near historic lows following the president's election, the constant here is change. Cartels adjust. Mexico remains a wild card. Guatemala has yet to ratify that safe third country agreement. Agents say they welcome congressional help, but enforcement will always be a work in progress.
You know, Roger, I still think this is going to be a top tier issue. And I think when we talk about the border wall, I think when we talk about funding, I think when we talk about this whole thing about immigration, yes, I understand the tones, the rule of law, but a lot of things, fortunately or unfortunately, have to be broken down. You've got a group out there that does support the open borders. So instead of talking about the rule of law, you got to point out other areas where illegal immigration is bad, yeah, of the jobs that can be taken away, the identity theft, the identity fraud. And I wonder if you structure, no pun intended, the argument, at least from those that sit back and say comprehensive immigration reform, mm-hmm, what is an area, if I had to put you on the spot,
right,
that is not really talked about in this whole big umbrella of issues inside the one issue under immigration?
Sometimes if you're living in a house and you've got the value of your home is being deteriorated because your next door neighbor refuses to mow their lawn, sometimes you have to go over and mow their lawn for them. Maybe it's
like
an elderly
that
person, or they just don't have the ability to, whatever reason. I think we need to get down into Latin America with a U.S. Marshall-type plan for Latin America. Get their economies going. Help them out so that their people don't feel like they need to escape their country in order to have financial success.
The Wall Street Journal says that one of the big overshadows that's hanging over the Trump presidency and the Trump economy is on the issue of tariffs. But now there may be some good news, especially for those of you that hold individual stocks. The White House says that a good chunk of the tariffs are now going to be delayed until December. Fox News, Kevin Cork.
But following talks with Chinese negotiators, an olive branch from Washington, the Trump administration agreed to narrow the list of Chinese products it plans to impose new tariffs on. While the U.S. Trade Representative is still moving forward with tariffs in September on many items like dairy products, contact lenses, lithium-ion batteries, and various types of steel, the delay was a surprising pivot for a president who has long used hardball tactics in his dealings with Beijing. Today's announcement, coupled with a tweet from the president earlier suggesting that China could soon follow through on, quote, buying big from our great American farmers, led many to speculate that an easing of trade tensions could be in the offing.
Fox Business News Colin McShane says, listen, the big winner, and despite what the president may say, he says that it's not going to have an impact on the consumer. He goes, no, it will. In fact, delaying these tariffs will have a major benefit for the consumer coming up into the holiday season in the next few months.
Certainly American consumers in the near term should benefit from what we heard today on that delay, because if you think about what was going to happen versus what's going to happen now, tariffs not going into effect on September 1st, at least delayed until the 15th of December, as the president was alluding to, through the Christmas shopping season. This list of the items that they're delaying reads almost like a Christmas shopping list in and of itself: cell phones, laptops, computers, and the like. And remember, China wasn't going to pay those tariffs. American importers would have paid them and potentially passed along higher costs to consumers. So consumers should benefit. Obviously, stock market investors, and we saw this in real time.
Now, when the president says that it's not going to hit the consumers, unless he plans to give tax cuts to the consumers, then okay, fine, it won't hit them. But the tariffs will have an impact, because when you have American companies that are over in China, they're the ones that are getting hit, which means you're going to have to pass that cost on to somebody.
Exactly. When I hear things like, Chinese dairy products, I think to myself, honey, this ice cream tastes a little gamey to you. How about you?
Oh, boy. The Wall Street Journal's Bill McGurn says this is one of these things that's really lagging on the Trump economy.
A lot of people think, rightly, that China needs a punch in the nose. It's behaved very badly on trade, and even people who are very free market are upset with the intellectual property theft and the constant shenanigans that it does. I'm very skeptical about tariffs. I think the market is. I think, as Liz points out, the market hates uncertainty. And so you don't know. So whenever there's an inch towards certainty that we're going to get rid of these things, I think people's confidence goes back up. And I think the president needs this. Trade is the big overhang on his economic story, in the run-up to the next election.
So you want to do something about China and about the stealing of intellectual properties. I don't think anybody has a problem with that. Maybe you could send some spyware over there to somehow disrupt what's happening in that country. But then again, the president says it needs to be done on the issue of tariffs. Question is, does this have some companies are really getting hit with this? And I think it's quite possible that if you get the tariffs thing taken care of, you will see 3% GDP growth rate.
Absolutely. You know, he's bringing China to the bargaining table. Once they are there and they make concessions and they do things that are a lot more fair, the economy is really going to go through the roof.
You know, we talked about the minimum wage. You know, there's a lot of amendments, big ones, guns, the issue of energy, the issue of marijuana, of course, the minimum wage debate. John Morgan, as you know, which is heavily pushing the issue of getting a $10 an hour minimum wage amendment for the 2020 ballot initiative here in Florida.
Attorney John Morgan is pushing minimum wage hikes in Florida. He wants it gradually increased to $15 an hour. Morgan said a group he leads has collected more than 120,000 petition signatures
to raise the pay for thousands of Florida workers. Well-known local attorney John Morgan now calling for a $15 minimum wage in the state and in just that.
Pizza Hut is planning to close hundreds of restaurants.
All right, I wanted to stop right there. I was looking at the clip here. So they're now proposing the minimum wages. You know, I played this on yesterday's show, and I wanted to play it again today because one of the big discussions that we talk about, we hear from guests, we hear from the audience, Roger, is that, hey, employees, if you're at a drive-thru, let's say you're making some money, you know, whatever, there's no reason why to have servers there. Now, Pizza Hut, how many, I mean, Pizza Hut's still around. I mean, the football games, you want to go in. Sometimes you ordered the cheesy bread, whatever. You go in. I remember after a Friday night football game or a basketball game, Pizza Hut was harmless. We'd go in there. You could go inside, have all you can eat, salad. It was just a fun hangout back in the day. Well, now Pizza Hut in Florida says, you want to go down this road of the minimum wage, guess what we're going to do?
Pizza Hut is planning to close hundreds of restaurants as it shifts its focus to delivery and fast casual dining. The restaurant's parent company, Yum Brands, sees the move away from dine-in restaurants as a way to drive more sales. Pizza Hut recently tested a digital ordering system that lets customers order and pick up food without talking to a single person.
Customers will order and pick up their own food. Now, I'm sure they'll still have some delivery drivers, but overall, people will be laid off.
Mm-hmm.
This is the prime example. If you want to go down the road of a higher minimum wage, this could be disastrous for many local companies. And by the way, remember, as Roger has reported a lot on this show,
mm-hmm.
that when you look at a lot of like Wendy's and Chick-fil-A's of owner-operators, and you look at McDonald's, they are, a lot of them are individually owned. They don't get any much cover from the nationwide company.
Exactly. What's scary about this for people who would be working otherwise at places like Pizza Hut, this may even be attracted to a lot of consumers because if you don't have to talk to a single person, you order online with your app, you show up, there's a vending machine,
right.
Swipe your credit card, you don't have to pay a tip. So a lot of times that may end up being a benefit to consumers.
Yeah, but what does it do, if I may sound like mm-hmm. a union, for example,
right.
What does it do about the workers?
Exactly, and that's the concern when you want to jack with the minimum wage.
Coming up next, state law now requires that Florida public schools teach kids, your kids that are going to a public school from 6th grade to 12th grade, about mental illness and how they need to observe it and the signs they need to be looking for. But what's the pro and cons about that? We'll have that discussion coming up next. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. 15 minutes after 7 a.m., 831-0600, 904-831-0600. This is Talk Radio, WBOB.
295 north at I-10, there is an accident, the left lane, left emergency lane. Right now, all the cars are there. 295 south at I-10, there's another accident there, the other direction. At 295 south at Beach Boulevard, look out for a wreck. And 95 south at Bay Meadows Road, there's been a crash there as well.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Friday, August 16th at 7:30 p.m., it's country superstar Brad Paisley with the Brad Paisley Tour 2019 at Daly's Place. Saturday, August 17th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach. And Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's the Riverside Arts Market under the Fuller Warren Bridge on Riverside Avenue.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Hi, my name is Ashley. I grew up in a household that struggled with addiction. By the age of 12, I was using drugs. From there on, my issues grew and grew. I had lost my apartment, my job, and my son. I was in a bad place, but luckily my aunt and her friend brought me to the City Rescue Mission. I've been in the Life Builders Recovery Program for 7 months now, and the way I look at life is completely different. I didn't know the meaning of even being a Christian until I got here. If it weren't for CRM, I wouldn't be getting my 3-year-old son back in a few months once I have graduated the Life Builders Program. I am just so thankful and blessed and excited for what the future holds.
I'm Penny Kivett, Executive Director for the City Rescue Mission. The summer months here in Jacksonville are especially brutal for our homeless neighbors and friends struggling on the streets. Would you consider helping us transform lives? Visit us at crmjax.org to learn more or make a donation to help others who are hungry, homeless, and addicted.
I served in the United States military for 20 years and 3 days. When I came home, things were being noticed by my wife. She's the one that told me to go get help. I literally started crying. The first appointment. I have PTSD with anxiety, so I was introduced into the world of the service dog. Canines for Warriors saves shelter dogs and trains them to be service dogs for veterans. 90% of the dogs from Canines are rescues. Things before I had Hannah were pretty rough. I couldn't walk into a store, into a movie theater. And with Hannah, I have that ability to do that. She's by my side 24/7. It was not just one life that they saved. I believe they saved both of our lives. It allows me to be that husband, to be that father. I feel a part of me is coming back that I used to be before I deployed.
Hey, love you.
Your monthly donation of $22 or more will save lives now. Become a guard dog and support Canines for Warriors. Lines are open now. Call 1-800-959-1059 and visit www.caninesforwarriors.org.
We're planning on a hot and muggy day today. 1 in 3 chance of thunderstorms, maybe. The high 96, heat index 105. This evening partly cloudy with a 1 in 5 chance of rain tonight. 78 below. Right now it's 79 at WBOB.
Financial issues with Dan Celia at 9, Dennis Prager at noon. Now back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The Jacksonville mayor says school boards should be elected and says the superintendent position should be elected as well. Despite Amazon being the online giant, a new report says some retailers are building more stores to compete with the company. And presidential Democrats are calling for major overhaul of the U.S. Supreme Court.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
19 minutes after 7 a.m., Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. Tomorrow morning at the 8 a.m. hour, Duval County School Superintendent, appointed, by the way, Dr. Diana Green, unless the mayor gets his way, she'd have to be elected. Dr. Diana Green will be live in the studios with us tomorrow. We're going to talk a lot about the Guardian program, about the proposed sales tax. They're trying to have something this morning with our girl, the Attorney General, not Pam Bondi. She's one of our other owl girls, and we say that because Pam is very close to the show. She's been with us for many years. But Attorney General Ashley Moody is also a big fan of the show. And she always says hi to Roger, but just ignores me. I don't know what's up with that. But anyway, they're trying to have a hearing to get this on. Folks, it's now in the middle of August. They're trying to get this on for early November ballot for the school proposed sales tax.
Right, and they've been going back and forth with the legality of being able to do it if the city council doesn't go along with it. And the latest ruling from the general council is that, hey, the city council is going to have to say go for it before it can happen.
So before we get into that, Florida schools now will be required to teach mental and emotional health education.
Will now be required to spend at least 5 hours on mental health instruction for students beginning in sixth grade. The new mandate was approved by the State Board of Education today. Students will be required to take courses aimed at helping identify the signs and symptoms of mental illness. First Lady Casey DeSantis praised the announcement, saying mental health is another important step forward in supporting our family.
Now the Florida school districts are planning to teach mental health education. In July, the Florida State's Board of Education. Now listen to this. For those of you that are parents of public school students, grades from 6 to 12 students will be required at least 5 hours of mental health education. It's instructed to look at the following categories: awareness of signs and symptoms, the process for seeking help when it comes to the issue of peer pressure, also in the issue when it comes to suicide prevention, and identify these areas of what about when it comes to substance abuse. According to those out there, the advocates say that it's going to be implemented this year as the kids go back to school. They need to help students identify these signs among their other students out there. My question to you at 831-0600, 904-831-0600, your local public school now, by state law, your child will, from 6th grade to 12th grade, will be required to take courses over the school year on how to observe and what is mental health illness, or quote, mental illness. I can see the pros and cons. It is my question is, when I look at a lot of the reports, Roger, they really haven't identified of what kids are going to be taught to look for as, quote, mental illness.
Well, yeah, that is a concern, but, you know, there is a problem out there. You know, the First Lady, Casey DeSantis, is really the one kind of spearheading and championing this entire idea because there are kids right now who are struggling with suicidal thoughts. They're cutting themselves. Many of them turn to drugs and alcohol and even sex as a coping mechanism long before they are able to, you know, engage in those types of activities because they're just kids. If they're aware of some of the things that, you know, this person's dealing with, depression, maybe they can get some help.
Yeah, I was just looking at that one clip right there. I'm just looking at that story here. Is that what it is? Hold on a second. There we go. Yeah, so I'm reading some of the emails people are sending me. 831-0600-904-831-0600. So the question I'd like to ask you.
This topic.
Yeah, on this one here.
Education official said.
Yeah, go ahead. Just shut that down right there. I'm just looking at something here.
Okay.
The question I'd like to ask you is, what if, somebody sent me an email, Roger and I were talking about earlier here. What if you go to a public school, and again, this is, some of you may think it's far-fetched, but let me bring it up, because actually a couple of people emailed me. Well, Ed, what if, what is going to be included as far as teaching kids under the umbrella of what the mental health and mental illness will look like? I don't know what's all going to be included with that.
Now, the one concern I did have is that even though I believe it is needed, I believe there is a risk of it being hijacked by those on the social left in the country of using this as an opportunity to advance, you know, social liberal social ideas.
So here's the thing. I'm going to take a break here in a second. Okay. But here's the question. What if somebody wants to... They believe they want to have a transitional period. They feel that they can't win at the boys' track meet, so now they need to become a girl. I mean, I know I'm bringing up far-fetched something, but it's happened. Mm-hmm. And so what if a student goes, hey, to the teacher, because you got to report this now. Hey, I think so-and-so might be, because now she's talking about he becoming a she. Is that going to be called discrimination? I mean, how do you report all of this? What do you sit back and say, no, this is the right way to go. No, this isn't the right way to go. The other bottom line is what's going to be included. What will be included with the mental health illness program out there? 831-0600. What are your views on this? Should students be required, state law, should students be required to take a mandatory course of how to determine or how to identify mental illness among other students? What is your view on this? 831-0600, 831-0600, Talk Radio, WBOB.
And right now at I-295, going both north and south at around I-10, there are two separate accidents, one in each direction. 295 south at Beach Boulevard, there has been a crash, and 95 south at Bay Meadows Road, an accident.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, Babbel.com, or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
Hot and muggy today. The heat index will be 105 this evening. Partly cloudy with a 1 in 5 chance of rain, 78 the low. Right now, it's 79 here at WBOB.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at WBOB.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Let's get to some calls. A lot of people also been emailing me. I want to get some other issues about whether or not the school superintendent should be elected or appointed. Let's go to line one. Let's go to Mike. Hey, Mike, good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, good morning, sir.
You asked whether students should be trained to identify mental health problems in school?
Yes, sir.
No, they should not.
Why not?
Well, they're not qualified. I mean, you have children are not mature enough to make those kind of judgment calls. And you also have the typical emotions in high school of getting even with people or pulling mean tricks on people. They're just not emotionally equipped to make those kind of judgments.
Wouldn't it? I think you would be correct on some students, but I don't know if I would say that for every student.
So how are you gonna qualify some and not the others?
Well, I don't think they're being trained to become mental health, you know, counselors.
Yeah.
They just need to. They're trying to get them to identify whether or not they need to go to someone who is by looking at some of the very possible things that kids are doing, like cutting themselves and that kind of thing.
Well, I don't understand how they would be aware of it. The teachers would not.
Well, because sometimes kids will talk to other kids where they won't talk to a teacher.
Well, then they should be trained to tell the teachers or the school authorities. But
well, wait a second. You would trust them to tell a teacher, but you wouldn't trust them to learn the symptoms of mental health illness to tell a teacher.
I don't think they're equipped to learn mental health procedures. That's like asking someone who's never driven a car to drive a semi.
Well, that's why you require the education.
The education will, there are some people who are better equipped to deal with the situation than others, and children just aren't equipped to deal with mental health issues. That's why they're children. They need people helping them, not them trying to help others.
Well, I kind of see his point, but I don't know if I'd go with him in agreement all the way.
I don't see the curriculum as being, and I could be wrong, as, you know, becoming the mental health provider, just identifying. He made the comparison of this learn how to drive the semi. They're not trying to teach the kids to drive the semi.
Yeah.
Just come to a stop if you see one coming down the street.
Yeah, we're not getting them all licensed through the state of Florida. They're just saying, hey, here's just some awareness signs.
Right.
If one of your friends is not happy, maybe suicide, they're not happy. Listen, the bottom line is I would agree with the caller by saying you let the teacher know about it.
Exactly.
That's what they're training them to learn. I mean, you think common sense would dictate that, but maybe some people miss the signs.
Unexplained crying a lot, if you're unhappy several days a week, that kind of thing, get help, because a lot of times kids go through this and they end up taking their lives.
Interesting. By the way, what if they're on, they get a prescription for medical marijuana? Kind of curious on that, and they don't seem to all to be there.
Yeah.
All right. More of your calls coming up next. I'd like to hear from you on this view. 831-0600. Sixth graders to 12th graders will now be required to be taught how to identify mental health illness. Good thing or a bad thing? And what should be taught? Or maybe what should be left out? I'd like to hear your view on this. 831-0600. This is Talk Radio WBOB.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. An uneasy calm prevails at the Hong Kong airport, which has now reopened after a couple of days of violent protests disrupted operations. China refers to the unrest as terrorism, and Beijing has been massing troops just across the border from Hong Kong. The lockup where Jeffrey Epstein was held is getting a new warden amid a staff shakeup at that facility where Epstein apparently took his own life. It appears that guards who were supposed to be checking on Epstein every 30 minutes did not, and there are allegations of falsified record-keeping by some jail personnel. Surveillance video from the scene of the mass shooting in Dayton, Ohio, shows the gunman shot his victims in a very short span of time before he was taken out by police. On Wall Street, Dow futures are down 254 points. S&P futures off 27. More details at srnnews.com.
Good morning at I-295, going both north and south at I-10. There have been accidents. The northbound accident crash, cars involved are now in the left inside emergency lane, and that is the same case for the southbound accident. Plan on slow travel through the I-295, I-10 merge. 95 south at Bay Meadows Road, an accident. And at 295 going north at Butler Boulevard, there's been a crash. You'll see it on the right side of the highway. A 1 in 3 chance of rain today, a high of 96. Tonight's low 78. Right now it's 79 at WBOB. And here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. With the beginning of the school season, Florida schools are now required to teach mental and emotional health to middle and high school students. The U.S. will delay some tariffs on China until December. And the $5 billion the president wants to spend on the border wall, Democrats say instead should be spent on gun violence prevention programs.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Lou Dobbs from the Fox Business Network is a huge fan of President Trump, but listen to this clip before we get to the calls. Listen to this clip where he says the president's supporters, his base, are expecting a wall and other results, and it's quite possible the president may lose some of these guys.
His base is expecting a wall, expecting illegal immigration to be stopped. Instead, immigration year over year is rising. Significantly, we've got four times the number of families being apprehended at the border. This is not going well, and I absolutely believe this is a historic president, that this man is doing things that were unimaginable even 10 years ago, but which he is achieving. But my God, November 2020 is nearing at an alarming rate. If this president forgets who his base is, right, and listen to some of these folks advising him on illegal immigration, the wall, and gun control, well, bases come and bases go.
831-0600. Before we get to the calls, on that issue, and I want to get back to some of the other issues we've been talking about this morning, but on that issue, and I'll get to Roger tomorrow, I want you to chime in, but I want to hear from the audience here real quick. 831-0600. Do you believe, whatever your view is, that's what I like to hear, whether you support the president or not, do you believe the president is moving quick enough on the issues he campaigned on? That's question number one. Number two, what are the issues that you think that he's not moving quick enough on? Okay. Mm. Number three, if the president doesn't get the wall or other, let's say he goes down the road, like Lou said, about gun background checks, more gun control, would you stop supporting President Trump, or is it one of these, hey, listen, I may differ, but I'm still going to support the guy? 831-0600, 904-831-0600. So the question is, what position do you think that Trump has not heavily focused on or not moved quick enough on? Is he to be blamed for the border wall not going up quick enough? And is there a position for you Trump supporters out there, is there a position that if the president takes it, may make you sit back and go, you know what, I can't support this guy coming up in 2020.
You know what, I cannot see anything that the president hasn't done with respect to the border wall. Yeah, you know, he did campaign saying that it would be built and Mexico would pay for it. But it looks to me like he's done everything he can legally in order to get it up. And he recently got, I'm talking about just in a matter of weeks ago, got the Supreme Court said he could redirect, you know, Defense Department funds to help expand the border wall, and he's doing that right now. Meanwhile, Mexico is paying at their own expense to put their troops on their southern border wall.
All right, let's take some calls. 831-0600. Let's go to Johnny. Hey, Johnny.
Hey, good morning. Civics and basic finance, that's what they really need to start teaching these kids. They don't know how to balance a checkbook. I know checkbooks are kind of obsolete, but you know what I mean. Balance their accounts. And civics, they don't understand how the government works, you know. I mean, they stopped teaching that a long time ago. And they're creating a nation of busybody, nosy snitches. I have enough neighbors that are looking over my fence enough to
right.
see what I'm doing. So anyway, that's they really.
But hold on, wouldn't you? But hold on. If we have today, we have kids. I wouldn't want to be a teenager growing up today than compared to maybe 10 years ago. Having said all of that, what would be the problem by having snitches in a good way? If you sit back and go, hey, listen, I think my friend's disturbed. There's some problems at the home. Why not tell the teacher?
Okay, here's the problem with it. They're going to spend more time looking at their neighbors, looking at their guy next to them. There's always these people that are looking for people cheating. You know, there's people that spend more time looking at other people than doing their own business. They need to focus on themselves. They can't. I mean, they're going to be a mini police. I mean, they really need to focus on basic education, and they need to focus on themselves, not other people. They're going to waste a lot of time looking. They're going to become, you know, obsessed with other people. That's the way kids are. A lot of adults are that way too. Oh, you have a great day.
Thanks. All right, brother. Yeah, I can see him with the HOAs. 831-0600-904-831-0600.
Will now be required to spend at least 5 hours on mental health instruction for students beginning in sixth grade. The new mandate was approved by the State Board of Education today. Students will be required to take courses aimed at helping identify the signs and symptoms of mental illness. First Lady Casey DeSantis praised the announcement, saying mental health is another important step forward in supporting our family.
For those of you just tuning in, that's one of the latest news stories coming out this morning. That the State Board of Education now is requiring if your son or daughter goes to a public school here locally, wherever you listen to the show, that now 5 hours throughout the school year, they will be required, mandated to learn the how to identify mental illness, the peer pressure, those of suicide. My question,
bullying.
I was looking for these lists. I didn't even see that in there.
Here's the thing. I think too much focus has been placed on identify the problem in your friend. I think principally they want kids to understand if they're dealing with a mental issue, and then secondarily if a friend is.
Let's go to Mark on line two. Hey, Mark. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for taking the call. So I totally agree with your last caller, Smart. Dude, we don't need a bunch of busybodies. However, I'm not saying that I'm opposed to any kind of, training for kids, but mental health providers don't even understand. I mean, have you ever seen these antidepressant medicines? And they always say, it is thought that this medicine works this way. It's it acts on the receptors in your brain. They have no idea. It's a 50-50 success rate. It's ridiculous. I'm not ragging on doctors. I'm just saying that if aliens are watching humans, they're just laughing. They're like, you people need to get your stuff together. We're chasing all these problems that it's going to be impossible to fix. It's like the global warming thing. Okay, let's say global warming is happening. I haven't heard one idea that it could actually even do anything. This reminds me of the same thing.
All right. Hey, I appreciate you calling. Never thank me for taking a call. I thank you for calling in. 831-0600. So let's go down this route. People have already been emailing me this morning by saying, well, Ed, if students would have come forward about Nicholas Cruz, some of his mental derangement, could we have prevented? I'm just telling you the emails I'm getting.
They did come forward. The police didn't do anything.
Ed, that's right. The police didn't do anything. So, Ed, we're making a bunch of narcs out of our kids. Well, listen, okay, here's my question I get. Should we limit the scope of what's being taught as far as mental illness? Someone comes across as, hey, I'm not happy the way things are at home. Why not have a conversation about it? Why not have a conversation with the school council out there? Do you need to take a course to identify that? Someone talks about suicide prevention. Do you need to be requiring a course to dictate that? I don't, as you pointed out, bullying. I get bullied all the time around here. Hey, Ed, I need $5. I need to go to the vending machine. Okay. Here's another $5. Then Roger comes by and goes, hey, I need the $5 on top of the $5 today. No, but you know what I'm saying. But what about, I get all that as well. But isn't it common sense if a kid's bullying, you go tell the teacher, you sit back and say something's going on, or you get to the principal or school security officer? My question is, I can see both sides of this argument. What do you view this issue as? 831-0600. Let's go to Zach. Hey, Zach, good morning.
Hey, Roger. Hey.
Hey.
So, It's a 50-50 thing, right? So teaching kids about mental illnesses is half about looking at others, and the other half is about looking at themselves and identifying their own issues that they may not know what's going on.
Wait, get a little deeper. Explain that.
So kids may be having feelings and thoughts that they don't understand and don't understand what's happening to them, and they go to these classes and they realize that, hey, maybe I'm depressed and I need to get help about it.
What if a student encounters somebody, and by the way, this is not uncommon. We talked about this a couple years back. With medical marijuana, they get a parent to approve it. They get two doctors to prescribe it, and the kid's just, maybe he's a little off that morning. Are we going to report that individual to a mental health because he might not be all inclusive? His mind not be on the set? What about certain, he's not really all there. He feels a little, as you pointed out, depressed because he took some sort of cold medicine where he shouldn't have been taking it before he came to the class.
Well, to me, it's case by case. You pull it out and it's evaluated, and then it's done.
Great point. Case by case. No, it's not a beer case, folks. It's case by case. Zach, great point. Thank you for the call. 831 0600-904-831-0600. So should this be a class mandate and required that we teach? But I can see the positive aspects of this. Some of you are emailing me this morning, hey, we don't want to, teachers got more problems to deal with. We're turning our kids into a bunch of narcs. But then again, we're told that, Roger, if we don't detect this, then we should have done it to maybe prevent school violence that could be possible down the road. Let's go to Paco. Hey, Paco, good morning.
How you doing, buddy?
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. I love you guys.
Thank you.
I got just one thing here, and then I'll let you go.
All right.
Now the parent is a little depressed, You know, him and his wife been arguing back and forth, but no problem. The kid goes and says, my dad's depressed, but he has guns there, not knowing that the teacher now is going to call the cops, and they're going to knock on this guy's door, and they're going to try to take his guns for just a simple depression case of everyday life.
Paco, I think it's probably one of the best calls I've heard this morning. I mean, you bring up a valid point. Paco, let me, if I may politely, as they say, add a friendly amendment to what you just said. Your point's very valid. What if the kid seems to be a little depressed, suicide, all this other stuff, and let's say that the student goes, well, do you have any guns in your home? And the kid goes, I knew where they're at, blah, 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 blah. To your point would be very valid. Then what happens? Did he end up calling the cops? I mean, Paco, are we dang if we do or dang if we don't?
Exactly. And that's why I think that they should let kids be kids, and the parents need to step up.
All right, Paco, good to talk this morning. He's got a good point, a valid point. Let's go to Jeff on line 5. Hey, Jeff, good morning.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey.
I don't think it's a bad thing if it's 5 hours a year. If it was something they did as a class every day, I would say definitely not.
Correct.
Because like Roger said, they're going to use it 100% for indoctrination. And before you know it, people that are what we now consider normal are going to be the ones with quote-unquote mental illness.
Hey, Jeff, something kind of hit me. If they're talking about depression, can you imagine taking a course like that every day? I would be depressed. Report me to the school officials.
Oh, exactly. Plus, the way it goes with people in these shootings, there is no real way to stop it, because what happens to the person that snaps? A lot of people are fine up until the point of doing something like this.
That's true.
Then there's some that, you know, it could potentially be found out ahead of time. But there's always going to be outer liars and ones that no one's going to know about. So to me, this is all much to do about nothing.
All right. Jeff, good to talk to you this morning. A lot of people weighing in on this. 831-0600-904-831-0600. Email address again, ed@wbob.com, ed@wbob.com.
And former school board member Jason Fisher is now a state representative. He plans to introduce a J bill that would change the board to an appointed body instead of an elected membership.
Republican Jason Fisher pretty much is getting no love. Other Republicans are saying they're not going to go along with this. He believes that the mayor here in Jacksonville should be able to appoint school board members. You remember we talked about this last week, instead of electing them. I think there's a lot of blowback on that. Well, News 4 Jax's Ken Justice did the story right here. And Mayor Lenny Curry was asked about this very issue. Listen to what he says right
Mayor
here.
Mayor Curry has gotten involved in a school's issue tonight. Curry wants to push for an elected superintendent as well as an elected board chairman. And while board members seem surprised by the mayor's suggestion today, he says his plan is about accountability.
Now, this is kind of interesting. Before I get back to the calls in the clip here, so Fisher never wanted to be appointed. He wanted to be elected. But now he thinks the school board should be appointed instead of elected. The mayor differs with him. He thinks the school board currently ought to be elected. But here's the interesting thing. The Duval County School District school superintendent, who will be on with us live in the studios tomorrow morning at 8, Mayor Linda Curry believes that that position should not be appointed. Instead, the school superintendent should be elected.
The school board would exist how it does now. The members would be elected by their constituents. What you would change is you would have a board chair that's elected by the people of Jacksonville, elected at large by the entire county, and you'd have a superintendent that's elected by the entire county. And again, I would suggest that this decision be made by the people themselves. Let's put it on a ballot at some point and ask the people of Jacksonville, would you like to see your superintendent elected and would you like to see your board chair elected?
All right, 831-0600, 904-831-0600. So if you don't support the school board being appointed instead, or you think they should be appointed or elected, what about your local school superintendent, whatever you're listening to this show, whatever county, should your school superintendent be appointed or should they be elected by the voters in your county? Good or bad?
You know what? I don't know if I like the idea of the superintendent being elected, but I certainly like the board members. Well, you know, I think that it restricts our ability to get the best talent in the country, because if you're in an elected position, you're obviously someone who already lives in that community, and you're kind of limiting yourself there. Not to say that there's not someone living here in the community who could not do that job well.
So maybe you don't trust the voters?
I just think they're limited because they suppose, like the current superintendent in Duval County, they got her from another county in Florida.
Right.
And even the prior one as well, another county in Florida. We would not have been able to tap that top talent there.
All right.
If we had elected, because they wouldn't be from this county.
So let me throw a couple of questions at you on this issue. We can cover a whole host of other issues. 831-0600. Number one, the mental health illness question. Should we be teaching this, requiring students from 6th grade to 12th grade to look for the symptoms of mental illness, number one? Number two, should your school board be appointed or elected? Number three, should the school superintendent in your area, should they be appointed or should they have to be elected by the voters? By the way, here's a fourth one Roger gave me. What about school board races? Should they be partisan or nonpartisan? I'd like to hear your take on these issues and others at 831-0600-904-831-0600. Talk Radio WBOB.
At I-295 North at Butler Boulevard, there's been a wreck there this morning. 295 North at Bay Meadows, another crash. On the Matthews Bridge going east, that's into the Arlington area from downtown. An accident right on the bridge in 95 South at Bay Street. Apparently something fell off of a car or a truck. It's blocking one of the lanes.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Are you frustrated with your office coffee service, your vending machines, micromarkets, or water coolers? Hi, I'm Townsend Russell, owner of Florida Best Vending, Micromarkets, and Office Coffee Service. If you are frustrated with your vending machines or micromarket, if you are unhappy with your office coffee service, if you do not like your water coolers, then let us show you how we can take what is causing you frustration and turn it into something that brings you joy. Florida Best Vending, Micromarkets, and Office Coffee Services. Family owned, professional, high integrity, and simply the best. FloridaBestVending.com. That's FloridaBestVending.com.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're MediShare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many MediShare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join MediShare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people. And if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different. And as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Tune in to AM 600 every Saturday morning for the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show, sponsored by Frontline Insurance. Find out where those fish are, what they're biting, and how to get them in the boat. Get the latest fishing info on tides, weather, and new products, and much more from the Sultan of the St. John's, Captain Vic Tyson. Start your weekend right. Tune in to the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show, Saturday morning from 6 till 8 right here on AM 600 WBOB. Listen online or get the podcast at WBOB.com.
Hot today, a 1 in 3 chance of rain. The heat index feels like temperature 105 this evening, partly cloudy with a 1 in 5 chance of rain tonight, 78 the low. Right now it's 79 at WBOB.
Financial issues with Dan Celia at 9, Dennis Prager at noon. Now back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Despite Amazon being the online giant, a new report says some retailers are building more stores to compete with the company. Presidential Democrats are calling for a major overhaul of the U.S. Supreme Court. And the Jacksonville mayor says school boards should be elected and says the superintendent position should be elected as well.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600. 800-600 or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Hey, let's get to some emails. A lot of people have been wanting to weigh in on the mental health illness. Good morning, 51 minutes after 7 a.m. A lot of issues we've been talking about. The White House is going to delay the tariffs on Chinese goods. Some people are saying that the Trump administration is not being as forceful as it should be. The president says, hey, we're still having negotiations. Let's see where this goes as well. Well, also when it comes to the issue, Lou Dobbs from the Fox Business News suggesting that maybe President Trump is not moving quick enough on the border wall of stopping illegal immigration out there and that he could lose his base. My question to you at 831-0600, do you believe the president is or is not moving quick enough on the border wall? Roger thinks he has. I think for the most part he has. I think the Republicans dropped the ball when they were along with him, when they both could control both houses until last year. But is there an issue, do you believe, that this administration is moving too lax on? They're too slow. They're not moving quick enough. You think he's moving quick enough on the border?
I don't know if I would describe it as him moving quick enough. I think he's moving as quickly as he can, despite the opposition. He has fierce opposition from the Democrats in Congress, with whom he needs cooperation in most cases, and they haven't cooperated.
A lot of emails coming in this morning. The State Board of Education now is requiring that if your son or daughter goes to a local public school here in the state, your local community, wherever you're listening to this morning show, that your son or daughter will be required 5 hours over the school year to learn how to identify mental health illness. It's a state law now. A lot of people have been weighing in on this issue. You ready for this? Here's one from Michelle. What if, Ed, this is going to be from 6th grade to 12th grade. What if a kid is just sad because he's fat and obese? What are we going to do about that? Do we report that as some sort of mental illness out there? Okay, these are emails from the listeners out there. Here's one from Chelsea. What if a kid wants to transgender into another sex? A girl wants to be a female. The boy wants to be the girl female, the male, the female. And let's say the kid just says, hey, tells the counselor that, there may be something a little strange here for so-and-so to become a female. Some people are saying, what will happen to the individual that reports that?
Yeah, that in and of itself is probably bad enough. But what if a kid really isn't struggling with that?
Right.
But he doesn't like to play football. So he gets his, quote, mental health evaluation. It's been hijacked now by the left.
He really play video games.
Now they're telling this boy that he might be a little girl.
Here's one from Jamie. What if we find out that the kid's playing video games left and right? According to Roger's World, we're going to red flag him ASAP. They like you, by the way. They just have a little humor. Okay. Here's one from Derek. What if the kid says that, hey, I'm a little sad because I think President Trump may not win re-election. I may not be able to wear my MAGA hat. Are we going to report them as mental illness? I'm telling you what the emails I'm getting this morning.
Some people might.
Here's one from John. Ed, can we assume that some of the signs of mental illness will be climate change denying?
Okay.
Supporting President Trump?
All right.
Here's another one from Michael. Well, wait a second. If these kids are talking about free college, free education, Medicare for all at between 6th to 12th grade, there's a sign of mental illness.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, my word out there. 55 minutes after 7 a.m., this is Talk Radio WBOB.
Good morning, and if you are on the Matthews Bridge going toward Arlington from downtown, it's going to be some delay there. There's been a crash on the Red Brick Bridge. At 295 going north at Butler Boulevard, another accident there. 295 north at Bay Meadows, there's a crash. And if you're at 95 south, just before the Bay Street exit, there's an object in the middle of the highway.
I'm Lou Dobbs. CIT Group pays $1 billion to buy Mutual of Omaha Bank. Walmart's online searches soaring during Amazon's Prime Day sale, and the consumer price index up a whopping 1.8%. Those stories next.
This is your Stock Market Bulletin. I'm Bobby Richards. The CEO of an obscure $3 tech stock founded by the blue-collar son of a police officer has captured the attention of Donald Trump. Trump met with the CEO at the White House, and since then, Donald Trump appears to have become the company's number one fan. He showed up at a groundbreaking ceremony. He called the CEO one of the most successful business people across the globe, and he said what they are doing is the eighth wonder of the world. We decided to investigate for ourselves and reached out to the premier stock analyst in the United States, Oxford Club Chief Investment Strategist Alex Green. Alex told us the company is landing massive deals, including $450 million with Nokia, $395 million with Microsoft, $828 million with Cisco, and $29.2 billion with Apple. The company is set to create 50,000 jobs in America this year, and Alex Alex has now declared this $3 stock his number one play for 2019. Go to OneStockRetirement.com for more details, including how much Alex expects the stock to rise this year.
Commercial and consumer finance company CIT Group will expand its commercial banking operation. CIT buying Mutual of Omaha Bank, paying $1 billion. The bank has 26 branches across the western United States. And with this sale, Mutual of Omaha is out of the banking business. Walmart reports second quarter earnings tomorrow. Analysts are already predicting the retailer benefited from its competitor Amazon. On Amazon's so-called Prime Day, online searches for Walmart and Target soared by 255%. The Labor Department reporting the Consumer Price Index up 1.8% in July, pushed higher by increases in the costs of medical care, housing, and more expensive gasoline. Despite those increases, inflation remains modest. Please join me for Lou Dobbs tonight, 7 o'clock and 10 Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
Friday nights are about to get fun again. WBOB will help you follow your favorite high school team this season with our Friday Night Score. Every Friday night, we'll keep you up to date on the score from your favorite teams, as well as the scores from your rivals. Enjoy the talk show. We'll keep an eye on the games for you. Friday Night Scoreboard, every Friday night on WBOB.
And a hot day is on tap for us today. We'll have a high of 96. The heat index feels like temperature 105. This evening, partly cloudy with a 1 in 5 chance of rain. Overnight, the low 78. Right now, it's 79 at WBOB.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Here's another email. Ed, I read your article that Folio Weekly did on you yesterday. You must be mentally ill to have sat down with those people. No. Actually, our general manager, one of our general managers is here. Alexis goes, hey, they wanted this about a year ago. And I was like, right, man, I'm just, you know, whatever. And Shelton Hull did just a really bang up job. In fact, a lot of it's a good article they did on this show. On the company, and just on me. It's a real good article. And a lot of people I emailed it to were really surprised. They thought they were going to do a hit piece. I thought they were going to do a hit piece, which didn't bother me if they wanted to do it or not. But there was a lot of good articles. I mean, there's a lot of good quotes in there. Shelton Hull did a real bang-up job. It's one of the best articles I've ever seen written. Not just because it was about me. He covered about 98% of everything, in fact, more. So it's a real good read. Go to folioweekly.com. You can read the article they did. It says, Ed Dean's the new face of talk radio. Well, I'm not the new face, but I appreciate it anyway. Just a different face. And you read the article where I differentiate myself from other conservative radio talk show hosts. There's a big difference. 831-0600, especially on the conservative side. 831-0600, 904-831-0600, 8 a.m. coming up next on Talk Radio WBOB.